For a brief moment a couple weeks ago, it looked like things might finally be moving on the governor's plan to build a new Detroit River Bridge, a plan heavily supported by business. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville seemed to have enough votes to move the bridge bills out of the Economic Development Committee and on to the full Senate. Then, at the last minute, both Democrats on the committee abstained. Two Republicans voted in favor of the bills. The three other Republicans, all of whom took money from rival Ambassador Bridge owner Matty Maroon, voted to kill them. And that was that. At least for now, though the governors vowed to try again. So what happened? The Democrats said they'd been promised a bill would include community benefits for the impoverished Del Rey area where the bridge would go. But Mike Kowal, the committee chair and an opponent of any new bridge, said he was blindsided at the last moment, that he knew nothing about this. The Democrats said this wasn't true and refused to vote. I was frankly suspicious of what really went on. Yesterday, I stopped for a cup of coffee with one of the Democrats who abstained, State Senator Tupac Hunter of Detroit. I've long respected Hunter. He works hard and at age 38 had already been in the legislature 9 years. 4 years ago, he had the guts to support a candidate for president named Barack Obama when the Democratic establishment wanted to rig Michigan's primary for Hillary Clinton. Hunter's no fan of Matty Maroon and is in favor of a new bridge. But the people who have been forgotten are those who live in the area, he told me, the 800 or so mostly black and Hispanic residents of Del Rey. He said they deserve consideration, too. It's easy to look at those people and say, what's the big deal? Until it's your neighborhood, he told me. By the way, Del Rey is not in Hunter's Senate district. He's term limited and can't run again anyway. But he felt for those folks. One of the pro-bridge Republicans told him he understood and would want those protections for his constituents, too. But he asked, why couldn't the Democrats vote to get the bills on the floor and continue the fight there? But Hunter said, in this process, your vote is the only leverage you have, and am I supposed to trust you when you really don't need me when the bill reaches the full Senate floor? When I asked what he meant by community benefits, he said, a guarantee that a residents' association would get a seat at the table when discussing jobs and environmental concerns. Later, I talked to a minister in Del Rey, the Reverend Kevin Casillas, who pastors a nearly century-old Baptist church. He strongly supported what Senator Hunter did. Casillas is no fan of Matty Maroon and said he'd been a terrible corporate neighbor. He isn't against a new bridge, even though it would displace his church. But he wants some protection for his mainly Hispanic congregation. Neither of these men feels this process is over. They just want the government and the corporations to remember that regular people have something at stake here, too.